Encouraging the Family. Hello, Mrs. Stewart. Welcome.
Hello, madam.
Please take a seat.
Thanks.
I've invited you here today to speak about your daughter, Amandine, and her care. How is she?
She's doing well and making progress.
Yes, she is making progress. And you, how are you doing? And what about your husband?
All right, but I'm a little tired, my husband too. He has to work more since I stopped working to take care of Amandine. That's why he isn't here today. The decision for me to stay home to take care of Amandine was very important for us.
Yes, I understand. That's why I wanted to see you today. I was hoping to speak with you again about placing Amandine in an institution.
Yes, but I'm dealing with everything, you know. It's not always easy, but it's all right.
When did you stop working outside the home?
Since Amandine was born. That's 5 years.
That's a long time. You know, we're not criticising the way you've been managing things for Amandine, and your constant presence has been important. You've done exactly what was necessary. But we'd like to tell you about the different possibilities that exist. If we look again at the different types of care that your daughter has every week, she has one session with a psychologist, one session with a speech therapist, and one session with a developmental therapist, plus everything else. That's really too much for you and your family. And on top of that, you have lots of car trips, which can be difficult for your daughter to manage, and for you as well. If Amandine went to an IME, she would benefit from global care and have all her appointments with the different specialists in the same institution.
Yes, but Amandine has started going to school with a special needs assistant, and that's important. It's a real opportunity for her.
Yes, we agree with you, and it would still be possible. Certain children spend 3 days at the IME and 2 days in school. This sort of organisation is definitely possible. What's important is not only Amandine's well-being, but yours too. The advantage of global care is that all the professionals are part of the same team. They can therefore organise and set up the different types of care that would be the most adapted to your daughter's needs, taking into consideration her abilities and her progress.
I don't know. I have to speak with my husband. It's such an important decision to make. But I'm not sure that it's a good idea because then she would leave a normal environment.
Of course, it's an important and difficult decision to make. What is it that you don't like about the idea of Amandine going to an IME?
I've taken care of her since her birth and I've done everything for her and I would have the impression of letting her down. Until now I've been the person to deal with everything for her to progress and I think I've succeeded.
You know, placing Amandine in that IME isn't abandoning her. You shouldn't feel guilty. Global care would allow Amandine to have a place where she could find her way, along with having a team of professionals and friends too. At her age, socialisation is becoming important and is also an important factor in her development. That would also give you a chance to get some rest and maybe go back to work if you want to relieve your family. Getting back a normal life is as important for Amandine as her care.
So she would be able to go to school and an IME?
Yes, that's right. You would have to make a request at an NDPH and they will examine which solutions would be best for Amandine. Do you have any questions?
What are the IME in the region? Can we visit them before making a decision?
As I had told you, there are 3 IME in the region. I've prepared a list with documentation for each one. You can contact them and ask them if you can come for a meeting and a tour. Take the time to speak with your husband and read the documentation. If you have any questions, you can call me. I suggest we set another appointment with your husband to continue this discussion. It's important that you both agree.
Yes, okay. Thank you.
Thank you for coming. I'm at your disposal, and if you have any questions, don't hesitate to call me, as it's a very important decision.
Thank you again for your time. Goodbye, madam.
Goodbye, Mrs. Stewart.